to the bar. That's a roll. Another joint to the radio. Too long to be proud. And you don't know how it feels. Yeah, you don't know how it feels to be me.
Somewhere along the way, somebody or some group of people instructed us that it is possible to feel okay all of the time. That the human body or the human mind should normally behave appropriately at all times. And if there is even any part of your day or week or month that falls short of feeling 100%, there is something wrong with you. Is it burning when you swallow? Oh, you got acid reflux. You can't eat pasta sauce after 11. Bullshit. Let me tell you what happens to everybody, but they won't talk about it because they feel like it's only them. But it's everybody. Everybody freaks out. I want to show you something. That's a Xanax, 0.5 milligrams. You know why I keep prescribing more or asking for a prescription? You know why I keep going to my doctor to ask for more? Not because I take them, because I run them through the laundry. These do not go in my bloodstream. These go through my plumbing. But I've got my 0.5 in my pocket in case I freak the fuck out in front of all of you. 17,000. Get a shot of this. Freak out. If you feel like all of a sudden you feel like you're 6 and you want to cry, you don't know why, just go do it. Let's everybody just accept everyone else is going to freak out. Yeah, everyone's going to freak out. You're not going to be 100% all the time. Hey, can somebody give me another Xanax, please? You're going to have at least one moment per week where you don't feel right. But maybe it doesn't feel so wrong if you know that it's kind of supposed to happen to you. It is the other side of being conscious and loving. That there are going to be times when you're going to have to hit Control, Alt, Delete. You're just going to have to take a moment. You might be walking through an airport. You might be having the time of your life. In fact, it's more likely to happen during the time of your life. You might sit down at Cabo, put your feet in the sand, crack up in the corner and go, oh! That's you not letting yourself have a good time. And I guarantee you, someone out here on the show tonight was sitting there going, I need to use the bathroom and I want to go home. Me too. Nobody wants to use the bathroom and go home more than me, and I gotta play on stage every night. So what I'm trying to say to you, it's fight on. It's important to me that I know you know what I'm talking about. Do you know what I'm talking about? This whole epic fail, this whole OMG, OMFG, LOL. Come on. Just be you. Be you more than someone else's them. And they'll hate you for it, but won't tell you. I promise you they'll hate you. I promise you. If anybody's in this world is making fun of you, it's because they can't get to where you're at, and that's supposed to be their express train to it, but That ain't it. Now let's move on to the part of our lives, chapter 9. If you all turn to your workbooks, chapter 9, I loved her or him. She loved me or he. Why did that not work? Let's bring it all up and push it out and go home feeling beautiful. So let's take it out and do it.